you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You can tweet John. What's your Twitter handle there,
at
John?
John Heffron. At J-O-H-N-H-E-F-F-R-O-N. And I think there's things happen. Who was that, Rat?
No, that is actually Queensryche, and the song is called Empire. There you go. From Todd and Tyler. Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. They wrote that for us. No, they didn't.
No. Yeah. And we use the word empire tongue-in-cheek.
Yes, we do. We always have.
Well, why
John's
not
done,
being it?
John's done radio.
I would be...
He's a radio guy.
Yeah, my newest album, I have... I was trying to figure out what I was going to name it.
Okay.
And then, so I just went old school. Like, you know how radio... Like, so it's the album is literally called John Heffron... The Last You Deserve from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today. And then throughout the whole album, I have old jocks. Like, I'm not going to play. I have my old radio guys do intros, like, before my bits. Like, I got one reviewer said it's annoying, but it's literally, like...
You have found it. Pump it up. Turn it up. The neighbors should hear it. The number one place for John Heffron. You're on it right now.
Right.
Well, you know what? It's funny. You said you were gonna forgot to plug it.
John Heffron brings you laughs from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today. The laughs you want, the laughs you deserve.
Oh, that's so.
Put us on in your car, your treadmill, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Listen, it's about to get better.
Is that every bit,
John Heffron?
No, there's three.
It's just three.
So this reviewer guy, this kid,
right,
goes, great album, blah, blah, blah. The thing about John Heffron, without mentioning it, is he's clean, but you don't know that he's clean until after the fact.
Got it. Because
it's not, you know, that's my thing. I talk about adult stuff.
But you don't use
I don't swear. It's not dirty, but it's adult.
Like, do you swear in your regular life?
All the time, but on stage.
Yeah, I know that.
I've seen some comics that, you know, or even younger guys that drop the F-bomb where I go, you know what? You can say every once in a while.
Yeah.
You can use
Yeah, the F-bomb has got to be.
It's either, I get tired.
It's either you're really good at it or you should lay off of it.
Keep in mind, I'm a grandpa now.
No, I know.
So I have a different attitude.
But we know one of our... The guy that used, we always said the best F-bomb out there is Lewis Black's F-bomb because he uses that as every different adverb, adjective.
Punctuation.
He's the best.
It as punctuation.
But you're right. There are good points. Brian Regan's per example. I mean, we love Brian Regan. Everybody does. And is he dirty off the air? I don't know Brian that well. We don't really know him that well.
I've heard him on podcasts where he swears.
He swears. Okay,
like
got it. Okay.
But you just, what happens is, first off.
Did you swear at the beginning of your career on stage?
Yeah, I still do. Even this album that you could have your kid listen, I just scrub it a little.
That's right.
But it's just laziness. It's just mean. My bits aren't dirty. Right. Sometimes I just get tired.
Got it.
And I swear.
Yeah.
So this kid listens to it, goes, it's a great album. He goes, but I wish I didn't have to sit through the weird radio intros.
Weird.
There's three of them.
There's three of them.
Each one is 4 seconds long.
That's all there were.
Kid,
huh?
You can't even handle radio imaging? Seriously. Because it's all you're streaming, you don't have to hear it.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
We talked about this last time you were here. Were you on the air in Detroit?
Yeah.
With Bonaducci.
I love old school radio. Yeah. Lock it in, rip the knobs off.
Yeah,
this is your station. You're listening to Workstation without the hard rock hits or the rock.
Yeah.
Like, all radio stations did was tell you what they are
and what they aren't. Oh, my God. Yeah.
You know?
We grew up with that. We actually worked those kind of radios forever.
I love it. That's why I have, like, weird imaging throughout the whole.
I do like the bit.
And
today.
Right. Even uses the radio term, imaging.
Well, we've always bitched about, because, I mean, we do a talk show, but the fact is that radio still has never found out what to call the O's. And now it's 2018, and they say today. Well, you know, guess what?
That's what I did.
15 years ago, I know, because there's no radio station out there. 80s, 90s, and today. What's today mean? It's 2018. If you play a song from 2004... That's not today.
Well,
there's no ooze. They don't say ooze.
No, ooze, aughts. I've never heard that.
I never tried.
When I was trying to come up with John Heffern, the Laughs You Deserve, available on everything, I was looking up old, like, radio, right. Whatever, not call letters, but yeah. Whatever their...
The slogans.
Their slogans, right?
Right, yeah, yeah.
And it was just funny how you sell them, how they don't make sense.
Right.
Like, you're number one in hit music. Like, what does that mean? Like, you're number one what? What hit, what, like, hit me, like, it means nothing.
It doesn't
like,
mean
like, that. Everybody, like, there's all these awesome phrases.
I worked at
your
station.
Official.
Yeah.
The number one hit music station. I worked at one of those.
Yeah. And you're, but if you, look at the title.
Yes.
Like, I read, like, the psychology behind, and every radio station right. has it.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
Guys that have livings creating
yes.
that sense.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you go, your number, like, number one hit, like, none of it, like, it doesn't make sense, but it has words in you, like, I like hits, I like number one, I like music, why would you not? This sounds like the most perfect station for me. Yeah.
My favorite part is, one of my favorites of all time, you mentioned it real quickly, is Rip Off the Knob. That is the best one.
Oh, yeah.
Lock it in and rip off a knob.
Chicken the legs, rock of the beaches.
Rip off the knob. There's no knobs anymore. There's a knob, actually, but I guess.
I had my daughter, we were driving, and I kept doing it, because my thing is, like, if I hear a song, and I was never a DJ on radio. I was a sidekick.
Yeah, you're a sidekick.
Doing, but I still.
So you never jocked, right?
Yeah. So I just love that skill of talking up a post.
Yeah.
Like,
well, we were all good at that back in the day. Craig was a jock. I was a jock. Todd was a jock, like, before we started doing this. Yeah.
So there's a couple songs like Collide or Fastball out of whatever Fastball had one hit song that has a long intro, and for a long time. When I would call my wife, or I would play that in the background, and I would tell, like, I won't pull it up on my phone, but I would try to give as much info as I could
before the post,
and then hit the post.
Yeah.
Like, and she would get so annoyed. She's like, "Will you pick a different song?" I'm like, "I don't know how to do any other songs. Like that one, I'm not looking at a counter.
Because you're a jocker,
I just feel.
You knew it was coming.
So then my daughter and I was going, lock it in, rip the knobs off. Like, I would just talk like that, and my daughter would go, "Why do you always?" And then I had to explain to her, I mean, she's 23, that 100 years ago, you didn't know what channel you were listening
to.
That's why they would always go, because you would just be somewhere, you turn the dial, you're somewhere in between.
Yeah, it wasn't digital.
Whatever and
it
whatever.
It was not digital,
so you couldn't see, so you had to go, once you found the station you'd like, then you'd have to tear off the knob.
Yeah.
Right? Or rip it off, so that way the station, it never changed the station. And I was telling her the whole thing, that's also why radio stations do contesting at a certain time, so that way it's the last station.
How bored was she listening to this?
Oh, completely. Trust me. Yeah,
that
yeah.
That's like me talking to my kids.
Yeah, she was Snapchatting the second I started. Well, the problem, and then the book came out, and then the problem with the P1 listeners.
She said, "Shut up, Dad. Shut up, Dad."
Did you ever do this? Because I prided myself in this, because I was good at it. Some songs have two posts. You know, there'll be a little pause,
a music
in the
post, and then a vocal post.
Then
right.
the music switches.
Right.
Yeah, and I used to hit them both.
Oh man.
Yeah. Yeah, because you never knew if somebody was talking, if they would do like a yo, or they would do like a yell. Does that count as them actually singing? Do you know what I mean?
You would try to hit the yell, usually, you know. You going to do one?
Everybody, it's 8:30, 30 minutes after 8 o'clock. If you got somewhere to be at 9, you got 30 minutes to get there. Right now it's about something outside. Wife wants you to bring home diapers and milk. It's Todd and Tyler, Raider Empire.
So you do that to your wife? You leave messages like that?
Oh, yeah. But only to that song.
Oh, just that song?
Yeah.
Because you had that one nailed.
Yeah.
You had that
and it
one
takes
nailed.
Me forever. Like, if I want to leave her a message, I will have to, like, get my computer, find the song,
right.
have it play, and then I'll... So it, like, I'll try to time it so it's
this
perfect.
Is the reason you weren't her type in high school, because of that. You're
yeah,
that
yeah,
guy.
Right, because I'm dorky. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we couldn't hang out in high school because I probably had marching band practice immediately after, so I could play my trombone.
You and I would have been good friends.
Yeah, we would have.
Yeah, you would have. Yeah.
Speech class,
trombone, we would have went to.
Bad saxophone.
Yeah. Oh, pushes that way, too. I got geeks everywhere, man.
I was reading about you earlier because I knew you were coming up.
John Heffron and, tonight and tomorrow, Funnybone, funnyboneomaha.com.
You're a dabbler, like in music, in radio, and I didn't know you invented a board game. A board game that was apparently popular.
Yeah, we did. It was a card game that we created, and like Drew Barrymore and Julia Roberts played it out at some bar, yeah. And then InStyle magazine like took a picture of them, and then we
you
ended
said
up,
we who invented
me
it?
And just another buddy.
Okay, what was the game?
The game at the time. Now it's weird. We just had this talk whether it's politically correct now.
That's
but
okay.
At the time, it was called the That Guy Game.
Got it.
And it was a card game, and you on every card was a different type of guy you would see out at the bar.
A picture of a guy.
A cartoon guy.
Cartoon
yeah.
guy. Got it.
So then, if you okay. were at a bachelorette party, you would pass out 5 cards, and then you'd have to now find. You'd have to get
give me
rid
some of the
your
give
hand.
Me some of the guys.
Sweaty
bag.
Dancer guy.
Got it. Okay.
Brand loyal guy.
Got it.
Big gut, skinny legs.
Got it.
use fake ID. Too old to be there guy.
Got it.
We also had to show you how old the game was. Pager and phone on belt guy.
Got it. All right.
That was a guy.
Yep. That was total guy.
Yeah, and then we all we had some chicks. They were called caddy cards that were like just puked in bathroom chick.
Okay. So how'd you play the game?
So the girls would pass out the cards. They'd go to a bar, and then they had to find the guy. So then they would go, I have to use fake ID to get in, guy. And then they'd have to bring that guy to the bride to get rid of the card.
Oh, so it's but a then, bachelorette game.
Yeah,
oh.
So then girls started playing it where they would have to put the card on the guy. Like they would. And so if you're a sweaty dancer guy,
you put it in his
they'd
pocket.
Have to go, yeah, okay. And then place it on him. So we were in like Glamour magazine.
What year is this?
Mid-90s, probably.
Right.
Glamour magazine would take a picture of a celebrity and put a card next to it. Like, so a whole
you get,
page.
How did you get that connection? On, did you send them the Glamour magazines?
No.
Just randomly?
We went into some like little boutique shop in like a ritzy area mm-hmm. of where we lived. And we go, will you sell our card game? And this woman goes, I'll buy 5 packs. And we're like, give us $5 because they're like, yeah. They sold for 6. And I think we got like, and she's yeah. like, yeah, I'll just set them by my... By the register, and that's how all those famous people. Like,
oh, so it was in L.A.
It was in
yeah,
L.A.
Got it,
so
okay.
then we got, but keep in mind, this was mid '90s. Mm-hmm. There was no internet fulfillment back then.
Yeah,
no, so, you didn't have your phone games then.
Yeah,
there was none. Not even taking a credit card online. It was such a long. It took yeah. us like 6 months to get approved, and there was no shipping. So we were yeah. shipping out. We were shipping all these games now. It would have been so easy, and we were also in our mid-20s. If we would have done it, we would.
You still own the rights to it, or is it since?
Yeah, we have the patent. I have a patent.
But the internet's taken over. So you think it'd be played now?
We did it as a bad phone game.
Uh huh.
And it didn't have the field. Something about having cards.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
now, keep in mind with Cards Against Humanity,
right.
And da 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 da. Like you could bring it back, but the word now. This is where me and my buddy were talking. There's a whole thing. Like we might be a little too old to realize this, but younger people.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that they're wrong.
No.
You do evolve. Okay.
Right.
So I just well, but okay, if we're gonna change up what we call people, there has to be a little bit of a grace period
yeah.
for people who've used it. So I say guys, like when I get on stage, I'll go, hey guys, thank guys for coming out. I've had people come up to me. Now I don't know. Now listen, I don't know if the crowd address identifies as a group. I don't know if they identify as an audience or as a crowd.
Right.
But I've had people go, women go, you say guys a lot.
Oh.
And then I go, yeah. And they go, some of us do not want to be referred to as guys. So there are women in this crowd? Like, I've had that. So
I can see that.
Okay,
I've said, hey, guys, to my kids, and my daughter says I'm not a guy. And I go, oh, Jesus.
It's
you know
a whole pronoun
I mean,
like I've had for my daughter, like her age. Now she's, you know. 23, but what they were like, what's your pronoun? Like, what do you identify? And you sit there as an old guy going, yeah. Are you serious?
Like, guys means just anybody in the room.
Well, but we did, but now it's it. So now it was that guy game was the name of our game.
Got it.
So now you don't know if you're like, oh, so it's a whole.
And you can't say gal. Craig says gal once in a while, don't you, Craig?
No.
Oh, we say broad.
Broad.
That's Petey.
Oh, Petey says gal. That's right.
Yeah. So that's even confusing. I don't even address, like, women, I don't even make eye contact or address them as anything. I don't know what to do. I don't know if I'm supposed to hold a door. I don't want to make eye contact.
You know what? I'll tell you what, I still
walk
hold doors.
With my head down.
I still hold doors for strangers when I go. I went to a bar last night. We met some of our business people we knew, and I had opened the door for the girl I was with. Because it was with us, and then there was two other girls, and then two other girls behind them in the parking lot. So I just stood there for like five girls went in, and they all said thank you, which was cool because I thought they were thinking, "Who's this creep holding the door forever?" You know,
I was this polite man.
Yeah, exactly.
I was walking out of a door, so glass door, and I see.
Colin, you like your door being open for you still?
I do.
You don't care, right?
Okay. I do.
Yeah, I open it, right? Yeah. But I'm walking, and there's a guy on the other. So it's a glass door. I see it's a kid. Right. Keep in mind, he's 20 something. Right. His face is in the phone. His phone, right? Mm-hmm. He's texting, and he stops at the door because I think he sees me, like walking, right? So I was to open it, and then what he thought he was going to do is keep texting. I would have walked, open it, and then he walked through. So I stopped. So now there's a glass between us, and I'm staring at him, and I go, hey, and then he looks up on the phone. I go, do you think I'm going to open a door for you?
Oh, I love.
I go, is that? Get your face out of the phone. I go, I'm older than you. You open, like, I don't, keep in mind, I'm a grandpa. I'm doing more stuff now that I'm a grandpa that I never thought that I could do.
Let's plus clarify, you're not an old grandpa. You just happen to be a grandpa. Okay,
but I'm doing grandpa stuff. I'm going to get that hurricane. I'm going to beat people with it. Yeah, next kid. You open the door for me. I'm your elder. He just did it like if it was a girl, I would have done it.
What was his response?
He's like, what? Like, yeah. Because I saw him.
He's like
he was
the Pete
texting.
Davidson character on SNL.
Yeah, and he was just going to stop. Yeah. Just he was going to stop walking because he knew I was going to open a door. So I just because here's what my wife says that I have problems with this. And I go, listen. I go, there's hierarchy in all. I have two German Shepherds.
Right.
My younger German Shepherd ate out of my older German Shepherd's bowl
right.
one time.
Uh-huh.
They had a discussion.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Now the young one knows, right? Yeah. It's like, okay, listen, we're not going to dwell on this.
Right.
Now I know something about you I didn't know.
Right.
Little
right.
territory talk.
But nobody's feelings are hurt. It's just you didn't know. So every once in a while, I do, and my wife thinks I'm being like if I'm on an elevator.
Right.
And keep in mind, I'm not a big guy. I could get beat up easy. It's not that I'm using my huge stature against anyone. But if I'm on an elevator and kids rush into the elevator, I always put my hand out like stop. Like I don't care how old your kid is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there has to be there's a rule in life.
Right.
You get off, people get off.
Oh, that would drive me crazy.
And if your kid is a maniac and feral and runs into into the thing, there has to be, I don't touch a kid. I don't say anything mean. I just put my hand just to go, no, here's a life lesson your maniac parents aren't teaching you.
Yeah.
And whatever sham travel sports league that's a front for a swingers club that your parents are part of.
That is my favorite line from a guy that has to travel for sports. Sham travel swingers club.
Yeah. You wish.
I wish. No, that is crazy.
That's what I want to do is I'm in so many hotels. You see parents at the bar.
Of course you see them.
And you
we're all at the bar.
I always guess, though, without seeing the kids.
The sport?
What travel by the parents hanging out at the bar.
Okay.
And in my thing, travel hockey parents party harder than...
I can see that. I'm not a travel hockey parent, but I know that crowd.
Yeah, I've seen.
All right.
And then your kids playing field hockey, it's there's some underlying reason why your parents are getting together. Make your kid... Even though field hockey is like, people are gonna. I enjoy field hockey.
Sham swingers club.
Yeah, there's some travel things you do with your kids when it's just about the parents hooking up.
I want to go back to the pronoun thing for just a second.
Okay.
Colleen can speak to this because I have a 29-year-old daughter and a 26-year-old daughter, and they will call their friends dude. I don't know if your daughter does that, and I don't know if that's just girls can do that to girls.
Oh, I think it's generational that those young, they call
girls
each other, hey, dude. And whether they're girls or guys. And
I've heard dude. I've heard some of my daughter's friends say dude. I think
it's pretty lazy talk.
They shouldn't be offended if you call everybody guys,
I had my niece was over at my house who's...
Apparently Heffron's just attacking random people in public
all the time.
Yeah,
that's
this
my
is why you stay at ambient and stay in the room.
Well, yeah. You know, us guys with the just super friendly, clean comedy act, we're nut jobs off stage, right? Like, you know, like that's the. Yeah, yeah. But my my niece, who's like 16 or 17.
I thought Titus had problems, but John Efron
gets rid of it all on stage and is a nice guy off. Exactly. Where I'm like really nice on stage and I'm like, I hate how you use a straw. Why are you chomping on your. It's the first time you've seen food. Are you hitting that? My niece said something. This woman was walking her dog, and she said, like, good morning, ma'am, to this woman who was walking her dog. Right. And the woman went off. My niece is 16, 17, right. Loading up the car. They're visiting.
Right.
And she goes, I'm not a ma'am or something. And then I was, like, just around the corner, and then I turned. And I didn't know if the woman was joking, but I didn't want any some random person yelling. So I go, what's going on? And my niece Yuki goes, I just said good morning, ma'am. And the woman went off on me.
That's what's
and
crazy.
I'm like, yeah, anybody who, yeah, you're definitely a ma'am. If you get mad at people saying, calling you ma'am, you're a ma'am.
You know, it's funny. I was just walking through my neighborhood because the weather was crappy here for so much. When the sun came out, I'm like, I want to just go take a walk. So I walked through the neighborhood just 2 days ago, and this woman's jogging towards me. And I don't know her, but as she gets closer, I realize that she's probably somewhere in my age group, you know, somewhere in that 10-year period, I'm guessing.
32?
She jogs past me and goes, good morning. She goes, afternoon, sir. I said, how you doing? And she walks by and go, I'm thinking, sir, you're my age. But yeah. I didn't care. I didn't care. It was just funny to me that she said sir to me, and she wasn't a young girl. But I wouldn't care. I am a sir to a young girl. And I don't care.
I catch myself because a lot of times, you know, I'm from a different generation. Right. All these kids, everybody's a kid to me who's coming into the club.
And you just say kids all the time.
I do.
That's just a random line for you.
I do. But I also, you know, will say, thanks for coming, guys. And it might be a group. And I've just had a couple of lesbian couples who have gone, really? And I went, okay,
well,
guys,
you want to vote, but it's
I don't know what you are then, guys and gals.
Yeah, like, I don't get, like...
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. What do you say?
You should have said, morning, dude.
Yeah, totally.
There's words that I used to use.
I should have said ma'am when I said, hey, man, yo, thanks, ma'am. Because they're all being more...
Yeah, when somebody drops the sir on me, I go all Jamie Foxx from Horrible Boss.
Yeah, yeah.
Sir, that's my dad.
Yeah.
Call me!
Yeah. Well, I get that you evolve in words that, let's say, we use. Yeah. Then it has meaning and you go... okay. Like, I remember getting in a fight with my radio boss. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, I was 24.
Got it.
I completely now wish, like, I could tell... I mean, I could tell him, hey, remember that meeting I had to sit through when I was a jerk, I get it now.
Right.
but that's where you just get educated.
You have to evolve, right?
We had a bit that I thought was funny. Okay, now I'd want to preface this. I get it now, okay?
Got it.
Like, people, you're allowed to change. Okay, you're allowed to have an
idea. This is a mid-90s bit?
Early 90s.
Early 90s bit.
It was called
Was it you and Bonaducci?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the bit was called Sexy or Gay.
Got it.
And we would go overalls.
Right.
Okay, keep in mind, this is when guys wore overalls.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So is it sexy that guys have overalls, or is it gay?
Right.
Right? And in that era of my life, you would say, oh, that's gay.
Right.
That's gay, that's gay.
Because you're 24.
So our boss would go, we had some complaints.
Right.
I'm like, oh, these people, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, no, you're referring to either something is really good,
right,
like it's sexy,
yeah,
or it's gay.
Right. Not homosexual purposes, right? What we used to say the word gay for, right?
Well, so like if it's gay, then it's
not
that's
cool.
Losing.
Right.
So then I was like, no, it's either is it sexy for a guy to wear it, or does a gay guy, like I was trying to, but I couldn't understand why anybody.
Aren't radio meetings fun?
Yeah.
When you're discussing the stupidest thing in the world, like it's a serious subject.
Yeah, but I couldn't figure out why somebody would be mad. Right. And then now I get, that. Like, now you go, okay. I just, now it's 20 years later.
And now it's just
you've
a dumb
evolved.
Bit. Right, exactly.
Yeah, at the time,
it was radio. Right.
Yeah. But y'all, like, I'm going to start doing that. You know what? Like, when I'm in the South, if somebody goes, y'all want, I'm going to go, I'm the only one here, okay? I don't want to be referred as y'all, okay? I would die. So what? I'm big enough to be five people? Is that what you're saying to me?
They're going
to
look at you like, what are you talking
about? Yeah,
Did you conclude the conversation by saying, this meeting was gay?
Yeah. Y'all dumb.
I love that you stood your ground for that major bit.
Yeah.
I love that.
That
sounds like something you do at 24. John Heffron with us, funnybone.omaha.com.
He's going to go do TV.
Oh, he's going to do TV. That's right. All right. Do it quick. If you get a chance, come back. If not, we'll talk soon, all right?
Perfect. Everybody, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
John Heffron.
Y'all, whatever you refer to
where can people find your dates across the country?
If you go to johnheffron.com, right. J-O-H-N-H-E-F-F-R-O-N.com.
Thank you for spelling that, because
Or you know what?
Important.
I have a brand new album out that was number three. John Heffron, The Last You Deserve. It was number three on Billboard. I missed number one by 11 units. I would have been number one on Billboard, and my wife did not put the link out on her Facebook page, so I blame her. But but you can stream it. You can anywhere. iTunes, Spotify, any place, it's there. Check out John Heffron, The Last You Deserve. It's a really good album.
What's Rob doing? When's the album coming out?
Oh, I'm hoping soon. I just got to figure out the lyrics. If anybody knows how to write lyrics, find me on Twitter.
John Heffron, funnyboneomaha.com this weekend. Tonight, two shows tomorrow. Thank you, John.
Right,
thank
you, guys.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.